K4MVM, AMPSAT Fox Plus Systems Engineer, and launch of the newly designed 1U CubeSat is planned for late 2025. Also working on this project are Andrew KA3WDW, the Mechanical Instructional Engineer, Cliff KE8JAE, and Will working on software, Leandra AF1R, an Electrical Engineer and working on hardware, and Patrick KB8DGC, a System Engineer and PacSat Liaison. We will have more information about the satellite, the planned frequencies, and the date of launch as we get closer. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, many great contest opportunities. January 31st, the UKEICC 80-meter contest, that's CW. February 1st and 2nd, a load of contests here, the LABRERS Digi contest, that's digital. The VHF-UHF Vermont QSO party, CW digital and phone. Also on February 1st and 2nd, the 1010 International Winter Contest, single sideband, that's phone, of course. February 1st and 2nd, the European Union DX Contest, CW and phone. The F9AA Cup, that's CW. February 1st and 2nd as well, Mexico RTTY International Contest, digital. The Minnesota QSO Party, CW and phone, and digital. The FYBO Winter QRP Sprint, CW phone and digital. February 1st and 2nd, the AGCW Street Key Party, CW. And on February 2nd as well, the British Columbia QSO Party, that is CW and phone. Also on February 2nd, it's the North American Sprint, that is CW. Coming section, state, and division conventions, February 7th through the 9th, the Orlando Hamcation, hosting the ARRL Southeastern Division Convention, that's in Orlando, Florida. On February 8th, it's the Hendricks County Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Indiana Section Convention in Danville, Indiana. February 14th through the 15th, the Yuma Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Southwestern Division Convention in Yuma, Arizona. And on February 22nd, HamCon, hosting the ARRL Vermont State Convention, that's in Colchester, Vermont.